When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Wait, I did my last one.
Hey guys, welcome to the Speaking Podcast. I'm Bill Spadia here with my co-hosts Jessica Gibson and Jay Black, and our special guest, Troy Moore.
Hey.
Good to see you, Troy.
You're welcome, Troy.
So we are about to go on stage in front of the Eagle Riders in Bridgewater. This is a benefit for the Make-A-Wish New Jersey organization. Good stuff. Good cause.
I would imagine every Make-A-Wish in New Jersey is to just not be in New Jersey anymore.
Oh.
But don't you think it would be like, hey, could I just go to Pennsylvania?
I love New Jersey.
I do too, but I'm just saying, you know, I think...
You have not bailed on Jersey yet.
I'll never bail.
You in Jersey?
Yeah.
You're
in Jersey. North Jersey, yeah.
So Jessica, you're the only one.
I'm the only one that sadly bailed on
Jersey.
Right,
you missed Jersey. Yeah.
Jersey has infested my blood like Nork water.
Now, we did it...
Come on, that was pretty good.
That was good.
Nothing, it just goes by.
Depending on when this drops. They may have solved it already.
Oh, yeah,
the
sure.
Politicians are on it. They 100%. Said the water will be, you know,
by the way, this
not
is,
cloudy and disgusting and poison.
This is dropping.
Is this Wednesday?
This is dropping September 9th, 2075. So there's a good chance.
I thought we had
a lot in the bank.
Some in the bank.
A lot in the bank, yep.
Do we really not?
I don't think so.
No, this, we have a wedding podcast, and this will be it.
This is it.
So we'll have
we're
going
to have to loop back around and meet again?
Mm-hmm. Assuming we survive tonight.
Well, I will.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
This is definitely, this is, so here's what happened. I don't, was Troy there when we did, when we raised money for the World War I?
No.
No, you weren't there.
Oh, no.
Jay got heckled. We went to perform for this World War I memorial.
Right.
And what's funny is, it was his father-in-law that set it up.
Yes.
We raised all kinds of money. They built the memorial. All good.
Yeah.
We're driving to the event.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay mentioned something about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if they start with the Pledge of Allegiance, you know... You're in the right crowd.
And, you know, I don't like the Pledge of Allegiance.
You have issues with allegiance and pledging and everything else. I know, Jay.
No,
I know.
Because it's a government trick to figure out who the communists in the classroom are. That's why they did it in the 40s. Because commies won't say God. So I just don't like the idea of the government tricking people into exposing their political allegiances
all
in
of a sudden,
grade school.
It's clear why Jay got heckled at this event. We were at a VA.
Because I'm a true American.
We were VFW. So we are here at the Eagle Riders in Bridgewater. Perfect weather night.
Yes, it is.
But
it's beautiful.
Larry, who's in charge.
A lot of fire.
Pulled me aside. He said, just so you know, we start this comedy event with the pledge.
Right.
And I'm like, I am home. I am home now. That's great. I feel good. And he's like, and you are a veteran, so you have to be up front.
Wait, so he said.
So I may be leading the pledge. I'm not sure.
Wait, so he said,
I don't know.
The pledge, but he didn't say to which country. I mean, this could be,
it could be Greenland.
There could be lots of different countries
Greenland,
that they could be
where I'm headed.
They might mention Italy. Or, I don't know.
I doubt that. I doubt it. But
North
maybe.
Korea. It could be a North Korean pledge. I feel like they probably have a ton of pledges.
It's amazing that people get agitated when you fill in for me.
Oh, yeah. That's not happening anymore, Bill. Have you noticed that?
It's just amazing to me.
What did you get heckled about the last time you guys did a pledge?
So,
what was it?
I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
And or do you not want to talk about it?
No.
You're not scarred by it, are you?
Not at all.
You've recovered.
I have learned this over the last year. The Trump followers, and Bill, I'm sorry to do a gross mischaracterization of the entire group, but
I'm sure
I think
you're not going to generalize at all, Jack.
I have the only people who get mad at me after the show are Trump supporters, always. I do one light joke, and here's the joke. I say, I admire Trump supporters, because when any other sane person would back out, Trump supporters double down. If you ordered a refrigerator from Best Buy, and you opened it up, and,
I've heard this one yet.
So you guys leave before I get to this one.
But, I do. I'm even leaving before Troy goes.
Right. So if you,
my Irish goodbye.
Let's say you go to Best Buy and you order a refrigerator, and then it shows up, and you open it up, and oh no, it's full of scorpions. Most normal people send the refrigerator back. Trump fans just pretend scorpions keep your milk cold. So I tell that joke. Have you tried the scorpion milk? It's so much better than liberal milk. That's just, and it's built around the idea that I admire them. And I've had people get up and walk out. I've
really? Do people walk out?
Oh, people walk out at that joke. I had a person walk out.
So that joke is funny. It's light.
It's light. I had a person walk out of one of our shows. I swear to God, it was after you left. And one of my buddies was working the door. So he leaves at that joke. He stands up at that joke and he leaves. And I swear to God, this is what my friend said. He said, he's a first responder in the town we were performing in.
Right.
And God help that comedian. If he should get sick in my town, wow, I'm going to let him die.
That's aggressive.
For that joke.
That's aggressive.
Now, you want to talk about snowflakes.
That's the snowflakiest of the flaky flakes.
It's a little bit. And I kind of hope he does, because I figure he's probably the worst one of all the EMTs in that place. I can't imagine. He's big on the books, Bill.
So let me ask you this. So now knowing that, going into a crowd tonight, good cause, make a wish.
Yeah.
The Eagle Riders,
mm-hmm,
very patriotic group.
Yeah.
I'm guessing leans Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way.
Just I'm guessing.
Maybe.
Do you do that joke?
So here's my...
See, because I think it'll go over well.
Here's my feeling.
I do. No. I think it'll go over well.
Scorpion fridge?
It may get us to stay.
Here's the thing, Bill.
We'll be murdered by a biker gang.
Yeah. I've done a million of these gigs. I know how they work. My goal... I have a beeline from our outdoor stage to my car. I'm going to be cartwheeling at high speed from my stage to the car the moment my show is done.
So why don't we take bets? Let's do an over-under on this, on how quickly, A, you get a heckle.
Right.
And B, whether or not they tolerate that joke. I think they heckle early. And they accept that joke.
They'll heckle during Troy's show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They,
can't
and
wait.
Troy will, they'll be fine for Jessica. They like you.
No, they were heckling me.
When then Troy gets up, they're going to do boo hiss.
You got heckled at the contest.
Tuesday night.
Right? On the contest, they were heckling you.
Yeah.
Wait, the contest?
Troy, you don't do politics,
yeah,
do you?
Not at all.
No, not at all.
I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Because I really don't pay attention to it. I want weed to be legal. That's about it, man.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. That's just personal preference.
Yeah.
I get it.
I do an anti-vaccine joke that I think goes over pretty well.
I'm beginning to see a trend here.
What I do is...
You could be your own worst enemy.
I make a joke about vaccines where I say, have you ever played like a simulation, Bill? Have you ever played like SimCity or whatever, one of those games?
No, but I know what they are.
Right. So nobody ever just ends the game.
Have you played it?
You're looking
at a gamer.
Yeah.
He's a gamer. No doubt about it.
What you do
are
is...
Are you a gamer?
Yeah.
You're
big
a gamer
time.
Too, huh?
You don't play till it's over.
We were like in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Right. No,
got into me early.
I was doing one this morning.
I was just going to say, you were playing on the way here.
You don't play till it's over. You play till you get bored. And then you see how bad you can mess it up and watch it burn to the ground. And I'm kind of sure that's what God is doing to us right now. I think God's up in heaven going, all right, guys, let's see what happens if I take science to zero and Facebook to 1,000. Oh, look, measles came back. Right? And then what I do is my follow-up to joke to that is I say, oh, by the way, if you're anti-vax and that offends you, mm-hmm, what are you going to do about it? I am vaccinated. Come at me. I'll hit you with mumps. You know? I'm a wizard. I'm a rubella wizard. Bam! You have rubella. You have measles.
I think that's funny.
Mumps. Measles.
But I don't think that gets you hate in a group like this.
No. Well, it depends. It honestly depends.
I don't know if it's a pro-vax or anti-vax crowd, though. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they're...
It's more of a libertarian thing, the anti-vax.
See, no, it's not. It is.
I don't meet many.
Yeah, there shouldn't
really
be.
Well,
no, most of them
die. I think
there
are like seven people.
Most of them die at eight. In fact, that's one of my favorite online jokes. I only date anti-vax girls because then I only have to pay child support for 8 years.
Wow, that's rough.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah.
Vaccinate your kids or
so
else they'll
think,
die.
Are you headed down this path of being an angry comic?
No, I'm not angry at all.
Yeah. So he doesn't need to worry about that.
I think that honestly, the vaccine thing is just like fact. That's like doing a joke about the earth being round. And if you disagree with that, I honestly don't want you as my fan. Right? Go. Leave.
Aren't most people worried about being accused of being anti-vaxxers? Like, they don't want to be mistaken for someone who...
Well, no, but there's this, like, weird... It's the one place where the dumb right and the dumb left can kind of get together on it. Because you got these weird new-agey yoga moms going, well, I just put crystals on my daughter's head.
Oh, come on.
She doesn't need measles.
First of all, let's not knock yoga.
I'm not knocking yoga.
No, hot yoga today.
I'm knocking yoga moms, which is a subset of the liberal new age that I can't
Wait,
stand.
What?
Let me understand what a yoga mom is.
No, so I'm talking about yoga mom the same
class
way
with my wife.
No, it's so
it does, and she is a
Who
mom.
Has?
Is she? Does that? Does she constitute
no,
as a yoga mom?
No, because she never tried to sell me a multi-level marketing candle. Therefore, she's not a yoga mom.
I don't know.
Like right. pregnant
you know
yoga?
What?
What's wrong with
like,
crystals?
Let's just leave the candles in the truck.
Right.
Let's just
leave if you start,
all right,
Jody, if at any point you said to me, hey, Jay, you know, I heard your anti-vaxxer rant, but I have a crystal that you can wear around your neck that makes it so you don't get sciatica, right. I would go, oh, Jody's yoga mom. Right?
So
I am convinced that yoga has made me taller.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean that's actually
Stand
something
a little
that could
lighter.
Be, because yeah, because
I'm listening.
Because I'm I'm stretching out my spine.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My I used to date.
I'm half the stretch is going up and
I'll
then
put
over.
Ankle weight
I'm
on my freaking
you.
Legs and hang from my door arch, dude. Ever.
Well,
before you try yoga.
No, after yoga,
oh,
I want to get taller.
Should try it
with Tim boots on and my hair.
There you go.
I have mentioned on the podcast
that
before.
Gives you 2 inches.
Yeah, at least
the hair gives you at least 2. Oh yeah.
Anti yoga too.
No. I dated a cop. No, I'm pro yoga. I dated a cop, a girl cop.
Female.
Everybody. Okay. Her dad was
the
also.
The image just instantly, I'm like, yeah. Younger days, you're experimenting.
In fact, I tell that story, a long sensitive story about my first male lover. I think it would go over great here. But I, my girlfriend at the time, her dad was an insurance investigator, but he was a cop for 25 years in New Jersey. And he said in the old days when they had a height requirement, they would lay the person down. Right, all night, and they would all lift him up and carry them to the thing to get measured because you shrink a little bit
while you stand.
While
all
you
day.
Stand all
I don't
day.
Think I've heard this so story.
They, no, this is true that they would in the old days. I don't know if it
feel
works.
Feel like they were telling you a story.
Oh no, they weren't laughing. I could trust me. This was
they
not.
They were a, laughing on the inside, and then after
this
know,
was not a
he bought it.
This was not a group of people who understood or used humor in
Got
any
it.
Kind of appreciable
Got
way,
it.
Bill.
Got
That's
it.
Part of the reason why I'm not dating that person any longer.
Why none of you have bands.
You know what the last thing
why
she ever said to me?
Band?
You
know
I hope you're not funny.
I didn't get a band
no,
either.
She said, not that I hope you're not funny. She said, by the way, this is what she, Jody, listen to this.
Who
she
said this to you?
This is
this
my
girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend when we broke up.
What's her name?
I don't want to get into it, but the last name was...
She might be at the show tonight,
She
though.
Could be at the show tonight.
Yeah, well, she might
could be.
Might, not, probably not, I'll be honest with you. She might, unless she's in, like, undercover, trying to figure out...
If there's Didn't some you blow her cover once?
I did. We were on a fishing boat together, and I got seasick.
Yeah.
Her job was, she was environmental police, state police for New Jersey. So she was like 24, and there was this blue fishing boat that was illegally dumping their toilet into the water. And they were like, hey, you got to go in and investigate. But it doesn't really match demographics for like a 24-year-old girl to be going on a blue fishing expedition by herself. Bring your boyfriend. So number one, I was like, I'm the worst person to keep a secret because I'm walking around like, oh, hey, you know why we're here? I can't tell you. It's a secret mission. And number two, about 8 minutes into this whole thing, I got super seasick and had to go under. So the idea that, like, I was dragging my girlfriend along to this blue fishing expedition went right out the window. But the long and short of it is, when we finally broke up, she said, the last thing she ever said to me before she hung up was, by the way, I know you think you're funny, but you're not that funny. Click. Bill, she could have said anything. She could have said small penis.
Wow.
She could have said bad lover. I guess those are one and two. It's like, yeah. You know.
Okay. Nice.
But either way... say that I'm funny. That's all I'm saying.
Did it bother you really?
Every single time I've ever done comedy within 50 miles of her house, I hope and pray that there's some crappy second divorce bachelorette party where she's out being forced to come to it with her friends and she doesn't know who the headliner is. And boom, I'm there. And I will end my show with, oh, I guess I was funny. And I'll drop the microphone.
This is like the white whale. Like this, you're really carrying this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
have you not addressed this in therapy, all the therapy you go to?
I haven't talked about it.
Do you
like
really go to therapy?
Every week I go to therapy.
I think you're... Are you going
I just thought this was the therapy.
Well, this is the other therapy, yeah. But the long and short of it is, Bill, I hope she's here. I hope she's undercover. I hope that the Eagles area is illegally dumping their Johnny on the spots into the
forest. I feel like we could have
forest.
Easily done a Blue Friday and honored your ex-girl.
That would be a great idea.
Right? But I would need to know her name, Jay. Idea bubble, the light bulb.
Well,
just
Bill, she has done a lot of good for the great state of New Jersey.
How would you play it? Let's say, hypothetically, we find out who she is.
Right.
We honor her, especially with the great bluefish expedition that she survived and caught the guys dumping toilet water in the ocean.
Right. She didn't do such a good job in Newark, but she's working.
And we have her on the show.
Right.
Would you call in? What is your brain thinking now? Let me see if I can read your mind. You're thinking Blue Friday honoree, she wins tickets.
Right.
Thereby forcing the interaction with you on stage.
I think here's how we play it, Bill. Here's how we play it. You invite her for Blue Friday. You give her all sorts of awards and accolades. And you say, hey, your story is so interesting. I want to hear more about it. You should be on our podcast, which we are recording tonight at the Comedy Cove in Springfield. And she'll be like, oh, like her ego will be like, oh, my story.
This is like a very ugly side of Jay.
Yeah.
Wait, what was
the good looking side of Jay?
Smile that went ear to ear when I said Blue Friday.
You see, but Jessica, I'm not here to humiliate her. I don't want to like make fun of her or treat her poorly.
You're funny.
Listen,
I feel like there's a movie in this.
I may have written an outline for one. But the long and short of it is I just want that last thing that has been reverberating in my head for 20-odd years. I just want it out of my head.
Yeah. Is it like the loud teeth?
Oh, yeah. The woman at the mental hospital with the loud teeth.
Remember
the lithium imbalance.
Oh, my God.
Imbalance.
We had a whole conversation with the loud teeth at Parks Casino.
When I was at my mental hospital.
And the woman was yelling, I can't hear you over my teeth?
Right. Yeah.
I often think of that.
Yeah. There's no greater moment as an adult male when you're sitting in your hospital scrubbies and your shoes that you can't kill yourself with, and you're just walking back from dinner where they watch you to make sure that you're doing everything properly, and you meet a young lady and you say hello, and she says, I can't hear you over the sound of my teeth. And you go, I have made so many good decisions that got me right here to this point. Yep. But hey, guys, mental health is no joking matter.
I feel like this blows the opportunity for us to do some mental health awareness.
Well, no,
I think it's over.
Here's the thing. I try to destigmatize it. Right. I talk about it just like it's like any other part of my life. I had a shitty couple of years. I got myself together, and now I'm banned from NJ 101.5. I think everything worked out exactly.
I don't think you're banned.
I'm shadow banned. By the way, Facebook is applying for a patent on.
Wow.
Shadow banning. That's where you don't actually say that you're banned. You just make it so that the person can't. I get emails all the time.
The management.
Yes.
At 105, which will leave names out.
Right.
Do they return calls?
So I've sent emails and my.
Are we allowed to have a song in our production?
By the way, I don't know.
Yeah, this is
Is that like. No,
do we talk loudly over
it? Is that a rip? Off of the
Mr. Softy?
Is it Mr. Softy?
It's not Mr. Softy.
That's a sign there.
That's got to be common, like out of copyright.
You don't think they really?
This sounds like a folk song. This sounds like something Bob Dylan would repackage into some weak bullshit that everybody thinks is genius.
I feel like that works. We all got distracted like we were seven.
I know.
That'd be horrible to get sued by the ice cream.
Wait, hang on. Hey,
there was a whole battle.
Hey Siri, what is this song?
Did Siri buy Shazam?
Yes.
Siri.
Oh, you guys gotta stop talking.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Although we're recording a podcast,
we're being quiet so Siri can tell me what song this is. Come on, Siri, don't let me down.
Yeah,
I didn't get that.
You don't want? I don't think you sang it right.
Siri, I sang it. I have perfect pitch.
I think you have to actually let Siri hear.
She can't hear me over the sound of her electronic teeth.
All right, where did we start?
Management has written me back every time I've reached out saying, we love you, we can't wait to get you in, and then they never hire me to come in. So I feel like it's...
even for Trev's show at night.
Right. Even for...
Because I feel like that's a good fit.
What you've done before.
Yes, which I've done all of these before. I think it's the same way that girls used to break up with me. Where they would just go, oh, no, cool. And then they would just stop talking to me.
And then just say, you're not funny anymore.
That's right. So that's what I'm waiting to hear. No,
you are not
as funny as you think you are.
Have you talked about this with your wife? Now, what does she think?
She thinks, like, everything I say, I'm dumb. And I should just get over it. She understands... that, like, I think she was, like, game recognized game when it came to, like, finding the soft spots in my ego to sort of, like, jam the stiletto in. So, like,
what?
You know, like,
that
she was like, my wife was excited that another woman was so good at finding the soft spots to hurt me. She was like, hey, game recognized game. Nice move. That's, I'll keep that in mind if I ever divorce you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Game recognized game.
I didn't understand that.
It's like, you know,
I that's some
like
kind
respect.
Of
respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like why Trump got along with Epstein so well. Game recognized game,
here
buddy.
Oh, my God. Here we go. See, I'm not taking the bait. Not taking the bait at all. We're moving on.
The jail bait, Bill?
I don't feel like I'm a conspiracy theorist to think that he was killed in prison.
I'm
embracing
anti,
the conspiracy.
I'm anti-conspiracy theorist, but there is so many things are like weird about this.
No way.
And it could be anybody. Like, it could be the Clintons. It could be Prince Andrew. It could be Donald Trump.
Let's blame Prince
Andrew. Any single person. One of the other millions of... Like, my favorite...
Blame the Brit. I like it.
My favorite neurolinguist, Stephen Pinker, is somehow involved in this Jeffrey Epstein thing. It's, like, so weird.
You have a favorite linguist?
Neurolinguist, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Stephen Pinker, he works at Harvard. He writes books about how the
but
language...
I mean, how many are there that you have a favorite?
I don't know, like that write books about it? Like, four or five?
Okay.
Stephen Pinker's the best of them all? I wrote him a fan letter.
And he wrote... Telling him he's the best?
Yeah, he wrote me back.
Did he? Of course. It was the only one he's ever gotten.
Yeah.
Literally, it's on his wall right now.
Yeah, it's probably printed up.
You're his favorite comic.
He probably talked about it with Jeffrey Epstein at some
point.
Can
you imagine?
He probably was sitting at a table
for neurolinguists. A crowd of neurolinguists
trying
to make them laugh. You think it's possible?
I think I would be the only person on the planet that would be wanting to take this challenge.
Should we book a show like that?
Are there that many that you can get that big of a room together?
I'm sure they have conferences.
Yeah.
Must have conferences. Do they mix with just the linguists, though?
We got to get Jay booked for a conference.
Yeah.
Right?
Just don't have it line up with another gig.
Ah, yes. We had some issues. They've all been cleared up.
Yes.
And we're all here.
Yes. Right.
Troy, you were touch and go for a while.
What do you mean?
No, Troy got confused and thought he was double booked, too, because I called it the Eagle Rider Show, and he called it the Make-A-Wish Show.
Yeah, I was told it was Make-A-Wish, and then she gave me the address in Eagle Rider, so I was like, wait a second. Like, I knew I was working with you guys, but that wasn't the name, but it all ended up being
How's
the same.
How's your career going?
It's all right.
Are we in New York together?
I ride Jay's coattails as far as I can.
Not bad,
and it's been working out all right.
I'm taking you to the finest outdoor barbecue tents in all the country.
We're doing stand-up NYC now in November.
Right?
That moved.
It's stand-up New York.
Okay.
Stand-up New York.
So the problem is... It's a club in New York, but the problem is we are also booked that week to do the contest.
Right. So it's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We got a lot of dates.
Is that good to do both? Well, yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, it's New York. No one from Jersey is traveling into New York to it's people.
It's right next door.
But yeah, but it's like you got to pay for bridge tolls, and then you got to get people are going to yell at you.
Are you going to drive in?
What's that?
Are you driving?
I'm helicoptering in, Troy. I'm a big deal. I'm just gonna.
All right. So the pledge is about to start. So we're gonna have to wrap this up.
Now the pledge of allegiance.
Yeah, the pledge
you
of allegiance.
You gotta be specific. I don't know. Somebody might be up there cleaning furniture.
It's a valid point.
Pledge.
Jay,
everybody get that?
We got it.
That was a wood cleaner pun.
So over under on how long it takes for the hecklers?
Immediately.
I remember the
I say during the pledge.
It's possible it's going to happen during the pledge.
Sure.
Depends on how much they've had to drink. All right. So follow us on Twitter. I'm at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jessnut. Follow Troy.
Just Troy underscore more.
Follow me at pledgeconspiracies.com, or if you really want to follow me, go to Exit 19 Productions on Twitter to get all of the greatest YouTube videos being uploaded Monday through Thursday every single week.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.